What about something, you mentioned beer a minute ago. Some people like to drink beer with hot dogs.
I mean, they do. Of course, myself, I don't like it. It doesn't got alcohol in it. Hope old man next door from Paul Hart himself.
What is he doing?
He put all those things around there. Catch some rainwater. Someone go down the driveway.
Is he up on the roof?
Well, he's got a stepler going up there. Fix it down. He had a stroke a while back.
Oh, really? Maybe he shouldn't be doing that.
And they went to his wife went to a government hospital. They got government hospital in Dallas.
Talking about meat, have you ever heard of any kind of meat that, or any kind of dish that you make by cooking and grinding up hog liver?
No, but I have a hog head cheese. It's kind of sour. You buy that. Makes sense with that sometimes. But that one thing, they get hot, it all go come all apart. Like be gluey.
Yeah.
Don't put it that way. But you understand what I mean then.
Yeah,
I know one make it. And I know the gross one, he makes that chili, homemade chili.
Mm-hmm.
It tastes good with beans. Cooked with pinto beans.
Too hot?
No, not too hot. And my daughter, she like cook with beans, or sometimes she cook with dumplings with the beans.
Mm-hmm.
When I sat there, I like cook it with the potatoes,
mm-hmm.
beans and potatoes. Mm-hmm. Both of them starchy though.
Mm-hmm. You know, some people have told me that they've heard of things made out of hog blood. Have you ever heard of anything like that?
Mm-mm.
Sounded kind of strange to me.
Mm-hmm. Something tastes like it tastes corny.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of anything called scrapple?
No, I haven't.
You know, if a farmer was milking his cows, after he got through milking them, what would you say he'd probably have to do to get some of the impurities out of the milk?
I don't know. I don't know if anybody remembers taste what they do when they milk cows. What do they call it? Strip it.
That's what?
Strip it. It lets y'all milk. Strip it, gets, it can't get more.
Do they ever, you know, pour it through a fine wire mesh to get some of that stuff out? Do you reckon?
Well, I know they strain it.
Mm-hmm. And that gets some of that stuff out.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you're milking. Sometimes you have to get cow's hair in there, you know.
Right. Have you ever heard of making anything for dessert, make it in a deep dish out of maybe apple slices or peach slices and have a
crust? You must be thinking about Jell-O. Because you can use Jell-O that way.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
I think you could make something, well, kind of like a pie, you know, except it's not round like a pie. Usually cook it in some kind of...
You might be thinking about apple cobbler.
Yeah. Now, is that different from a pie?
Mm-hmm. Apple cobbler, peach cobbler, strawberry, blackberry cobbler, strawberry cobbler, make any kind of cobbler.
Do you ever make anything like that?
No, I haven't, but other people have.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not very big. Not my big hand about cooking.
Mm-hmm.
That's not good, but I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I've been with you. I don't know how it was that way. You make Jell-O. I mean, Jelly Roll. You cook your dough well thin. Let it cool and put your jelly. Then roll it. Then slice it. Know about that. What that? You know me about that way.
Mm-hmm.
On Jelly Roll. My sister makes that one time. Tastes pretty good.
Let me ask you about this expression. You know, say somebody who has a real good appetite, somebody might say about him, well, he sure likes to put away his
food.